These cycles are the sun magnetic fields. The sun magnetic field, it goes through changes, approximately every 11 years. So our sun is a huge ball of electrically charged hot gas. This charged gas moves, generating powerful magnetic fields, and its powerful magnetic fields goes through cycles called solar cycles. The Earth also has these magnetic cycles. So every 11 years or so the sun's magnetic field completely flips. That means that the North Pole and South Pole just inverse. And then it takes another 11 years to flip back again. So 11 to 11. So solar cycle affect also the activity on the surface of the sun, like the sunspots, and the sunspots they are 462, caused by the sun's magnetic fields. And as the magnetic field changes, so does the amount of activity of the sun surface. One way to track the solar cycles is by counting the number of sunspots. That's how they do. So the beginning of a solar cycle is a solar minimum, and when the sun has the least sunspot, and then over time the solar activity and the number of sunspots increases. At the middle of the solar cycle, it has most of sunspot and a bigger solar activity. And then it goes down and a new cycle begins at the near solar minimum. So there are giant eruptions of the sun's solar flares and shallow flashes and coronal mass ejections. Coronal mass ejections are ejections of matter. When you see a solar eclipse, you see this crown, that's a coronal crown of the sun, and you sense you see these jets of fire. And this activity can affect Earth, of course, like volcanic eruptions, seismic activities. It causes also the beautiful northern light, or the aurora as we call it. Also, but it can also affect electricity grids on Earth or internet, and you know cycles are different. Every solar cycle is different. You have the cycles with a high solar maximum or low solar maximum. So where are we? That I am explaining to you this what a solar cycle is, because I want to go to that point and you understand it. Well, it's our cycle, 11 years or so. We are, since scientists have started counting them, we are in the solar cycle 25. It started in December 2019 was a solar minimum. The solar maximum will occur in July 2025 and then December 2030 solar minimum. So the most danger we would have for a solar flare or flush would be in July 2025. How is it going? Well, this solar cycle, how the solar cycle we are in at the moment, number 25. Scientists think, people who really know about it think, that it looks like the last one. It's exactly the same dynamics. And this is not a new age pie in the sky bullshit. It is the result of studies from a panel of the highest specialized scientists in the matter. They're called heliophysicists, NASA and stuff. And also you have a fleet of sun studying satellites and dozens of complicated models. The guys, they know what they're doing. Together they predicted dates for cycle 25 and the start and the peak and everything. Sunspot numbers. They are that good, and how strong the cycle will be. They know how to predict all this. So you know that the more that sunspot, the more the magnetic activity is strong, so the more you have sunspots, the more you have danger that flares are going to happen. Well, so currently actually the sunspot are very low and it's going really weak. The dynamics is even weaker in the last solar cycle. So this, all these scientists, they predict that the cycle we are in is a low player, small player. It will not extraordinary at all, it will quiet. Cycle 24 before it was a very feeble cycle, peaking at 114 sunspots. The average is 175 sunspot average, and so the scientists predicted it's this one is going to pick about 115, you know, sunspot. It's not a lot for July 2025. So it's really low when the average is 179. So no extraordinary dynamics event with the sun, you know, guys. So all of this fear-inducing tactics and psyops to make you believe, oh my god, it's like the flat earth. It's all the three letters agency and their friends. They're just trying to scare to take your power away. There's a good saying, something that I like, you can take this moment two different ways. We're in the middle of horrible wars and all this blah 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 is going on, and the world movement is horrible. or you choose so to go back to this solar flare. I mean, realize that solar activity is the product of a magnetic activity, not the contrary. So there's nothing that is going to happen in the dynamics of the sun, in the gases that is suddenly going in micronova, a black or whatever. No, anything physical happening to the sun, the gases or the matter of the sun, is the product of the magnetic activity, and the magnetic activity of the sun is quiet at the moment, normal. And now I'm going to tell you something. Why do you think that the Galactic Federation of Worlds, the Andromedan Council, the Council of Five, the Earth's Alliance, everyone is fighting like crazy and here and dying and for nothing, if they know that there's going to be a cosmic heaven that is going to wipe all life on Earth? Would they be here? They're fighting to win this war against common enemy. But they do not believe one second that, 463, life on Earth is going to end. Because these people, even imagine, even if there was this solar flash, the Galactic Federation of Worlds and their friends, these people, they have the technology to terraform entire star systems. Do you think they wouldn't stop solar radiations to hit the Earth? Of course they will, they would. They have the technology for that. These people like use the sun as a portal. They do so many different things, they harvest energy from the sun. They would never, they have the technology to stop this, if that would happen. So imagine, even if you want to believe there would be a solar flash, be sure that you won't be harmed, because the people that are here in our star system at the moment, they have the technology to shield us from it, or even to activate it and making that the sun just doesn't do it. No fear. The pole shifting in the sun, it's a natural cycle and it happens with every celestial body who has an edge like an electromagnetic field. It never happens brutally. The pole shift, it is the result of long cycles. It can result in weather changes, tectonic activity and magnetic disturbance, as I said, but it is mild, it's like by bits. Not all celestial bodies have electromagnetic field. It's very rare not to have one, because most of them have metals or hot gases, something you know. But it can happen, but not in our star system. In our star system, so you have the four planets within the asteroid belt have a strong magnetic field. Like the Earth core. The Earth core is made mostly of iron and nickel. So this composition also applies to the other three planets inside of the main asteroid belt, Mercury, Venus and Mars. So the inner core of all these planets is the same, is made with metals. So metals, magnetic field, and it has dynamics that creates the magnetic field. The inner core of the Earth is about 750 miles thick, it's huge, but not that huge regarding to the volume of the planet, and it's primarily made of iron. Iron is highly magnetic, as you know, and unlike the outer core, which is liquid, so you have a core and you have a layer on it, and the middle ion is solid, and then around it, it's liquid metal, and the inner core is mostly solid. It is a key component of the planet and it helps to give rise to the magnetic field that protects us from harmful space radiations. Why these heavy metals are solid in the core and liquid a bit farther from the center? Because first it's very hot, so the heat liquefies the metals, the center so should be super liquid. But why the core is solid? Because some heavy metals can remain in the solid state when submitted to extremely high pressure. And believe me, it's very pressurized down there in the center of the Earth. Q. What does it mean when the Schumann resonance goes black or there is a gap? I have an app on my phone, I check the Schumann resonance every day, and sometimes it's true black gap and sometimes it's so. This comes from Russia, who just make this recording of Schumann resonance and they send it to broadcast it to the world. Then we know, and sometimes they have internet disruptions and sometimes the data takes time to come till I know about it. I live on a remote place at the tip of a peninsula, at the end of an island. So I know I'm just in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean and sometimes the internet is just like crap. So that's one cause, and it's nothing to do with the Schumann resonance. It's to do with the broadcasting, a program or the internet, the transmission of these people. Q. Is it safe to practice remote viewing? Well, if you do it well, it is. I advise that you follow the Farsight Institute. They have free courses on how to do remote viewing. They are very good, Courtney Brown is very good. Then you take his techniques, which is a fantastic, very safe, secure technique. But then you need to have safe. Sometimes it is not safe to do remote viewing on certain targets, even if the method is fantastic. And the more the method is efficient, the more you can really get to the target and get in trouble if the target is not safe. For instance, if you want to remote view reptilian bases or undergrounds, something that Stephen, 464, Zhao told me, he said if you can see them, they can see you. Bear this in mind. If you can see, they can see you. Remote viewing is a quantum link. You send an arrow to a target. The arrow is linked to you to retrieve information by like an invisible thread, metaphorical thread. You need a link to read a distance. Even if it's a quantum link, it is a link. And once you are seen, the person has your energy signature. If they have the technology to record it, you're doomed. So do not try to remote view places that are potentially dangerous, unless you are a skilled shaman or you know how to cloak yourself and protect yourself. But even that's not advised. You can see events in the past, in the future. But in the present, people can have an action on you and harm you back. That's one thing. So choose your targets wisely. Then the second thing is that, when you are going to remove remote view as well, even if you use the fantastic technique, the more efficient it is, the more in trouble you may get sometimes, depending on the target. Then you may want to remote view, for instance, the Galactic Federation motherships. You're going to get there, but do you think that these people allow any of anyone to pick in their facilities and just spy what's going on? Then the enemy could do it. No, they don't allow that. They are shielded by screen numb thoughts. So you are going to re-remote view that, you are going to see an illusion. You think you see what's going on inside. But in fact, it's a whole movie, that's like outside, like a shield thing outside. Q. Do you think Earth is going to experience a pole shift? It is. As I explained just before, the Earth is undergoing a pole shift, and as I said, it is, and it's like 25,000 years the cycle, and we're in the middle of it. So the magnetic poles have changes already, yes. All celestial bodies who have magnetic field shift poles. Because the magnetic fields has dynamics in it and moves. Otherwise it wouldn't be in magnetic fields. Imagine a toroid, it's like a sphere round, a sphere with a bit of vortex at the poles. And it changes like this, and it takes a lot of time, and it's progressive. A pole shift is not happening like tomorrow. That's misinformation. The pole shift is progressive. It's the movement of the magnetic field, and as I explained, for the Sun is the same for Earth. It is the magnetic field, the movements of the magnetic field dynamics that affects the physical planet. So everything is about the electromagnetic field. So yes, we are in the middle of a pole shift. We always are, we will always be in the middle of a pole shift. It will always change like this. It's nothing to worry about. It is natural process. The planet doesn't harm herself, doesn't intend to harm herself and all life on it. It's not the purpose. The planet is a consciousness as well, with all its life on it, binds consciousness together. It's like, you know, hive consciousness. A planet with all life forms on it. The planet consciousness doesn't want to kill everyone on it. No, it moves slowly, and it's a healthy dynamics. It is one of the laws of physics of the universe. Q. We live on a water planet and we have lots of water. When we drill deep enough and more water than under the sea and our legs combined it very big. Your comments on this? Yes, there are more water and land masses that on a certain layer outer layer, but inside then you have solid. Under the water there is solid and then it starts to get more liquid and magma. Yes, there's a lot of water. It could be seen as a water planet, but only on its outer layer. Imagine that all the Agartian kingdoms and all the underground facilities and high-speed trains and Ivorion down under, they live under the floor of the oceans. When you hear about speed train that goes from America to Australia in like 20 minutes, high-speed train, under the earth below the Pacific Ocean for instance. Well, that's quite deep and it's still solid. It makes you think about inner, 465, Earth. In fact, inner Earth, it's not the center of the Earth, is not whole. It's a layer of caverns under. So you have the outer layer with land masses and oceans and even underground waters. And then under the water you have ground, and this ground is a lot excavated. There's a lot of people in there also. And then under that it becomes hotter and more pressure, more pressure, more pressure, more pressure, and it becomes the rocks are becoming liquid. That's the magma, and then you have the iron and nickel core. If Earth was so hollow, imagine someone living near the center of the Earth would be submitted such pressure that the person would weigh tons and tons and tons. Just think about that. The more you go towards the center of the Earth, the heavier you weigh. Q. These are good answers to very important questions dealing with end of time events. What about the rumors that another solar system is going to pass by our sun? Nibiru or brown star? Nibiru, I think it's been misunderstood. Nibiru is very far from here, it's anyway in another density. I think it's in a dimension, parallel universe. Yeah, sorry for that, it's in another dimension. Because they knew Naki come from a portal in the Orion Nebula and they are interdimensional beings. They come from another dimension. So yes, Nibiru could never collide with us, because it's in another dimension. Pass through, but we wouldn't even know about it. Dimensions are parallel universes and every each, they are infinite. There's so many and it's like superimposed layers. And every dimension has different densities of matter. So our dimension has 12 densities of matter, 13th would be the source. We are in the third density and shifting into fourth. Every density until the sixth density it is still physical and then it becomes ethereal. But until the sixth density it's solid. People living in the sixth density. Some species in the ninth density such as the Curat, the ninth density. They have physical in their density. But when you are in another density, another frequency range, you see them like either invisible or either transparent, not a solid. But if you shift to their density you see them solid. Implants, that drives me to talk about the implants, because there are different types of implant. I made a video with Megan Rose recently about how implants work, and there's been a lot of emails and a lot of questions about it. So I thought it would be nice to precise certain points. Implants are technology. Technology, you use it to watch me at the moment. Your fridge is technology, your car is technology. It is not the technology that is bad, it is who uses it. There are different levels of implants. First, the metal physical third density implants. These are put on Earth by humans in the MyLab programs. A lot of SSP people have heard this. And these are hackable. Then you have a second level of implants, transdimensional implants. What are transdimensional implants? The transdimensional implants are implants that are not going to be solid in your density. We call transdensity implants, maybe it's a better word. I've been told by Thorhan it's transdimensional, so I'll keep on calling it like this. Transdimensional implant are implants that are not going to be detected by machines and devices on Earth that we use, because it's another density and a range frequency. So you have two different transdimensional implants who are put by two different groups. You have the transdimensional lower and the transdimensional higher. 466. The transdimensional lower frequency goes up to fourth density, and it is put by Grays and it is shackable. Then you have the transdimensional higher density, which is in fifth density and higher. These are put by the Galactic Federation of Worlds, and they are unhackable, can't hack them. That's the one Megan Rose has, fifth density and higher, non-hackable. And then you have a higher level of implants, the etheric implants. So these are put by either the Galactic Federation of Worlds, the Council of Five, the Andromedan Council and any other institution of same higher purpose. These implants are at high level, very high level. They are high level quantum spots or links used as a sort of communicator. It is not solid technology anymore. That's not a solid device, it's like pure consciousness. It's not solid, it's ethereal, it's an ethereal quantum dot. It's like remote viewing. I was explaining it's a quantum mark. This quantum mark, an X from the Council of Five has put one in my body like this. I have more than one. I have actually three, one put at my rescue abduction and risk at the age of 9, and two the ones put by the Council of Five to protect me. Something I not often disclose. These alien hackable as well. People ask me this question, because my implant was put by the Greys at the age of 9. I may be controlled by the Greys. Well, you need to read my book A Gift from the Stars, where I explain everything about it. Yes, this implant was put by the Greys. It was a transdimensional lower density implant, 4D, when I was rescued because they remove all the implants of everyone. This one was put in a way that it was difficult to remove it without harming me. So Myra decided to go faster, just hijack it, because if these transdimensional implants are hackable as I said. So she hacked it with the technology off the Galactic Federation and she fried it. It was dead. They just had the outside shell and well, like a kind of empty device, dead device, and she reattuned it to the higher frequencies, fifth density and dire of the Galactic Federation, and it became unhackable. So that is what is unhackable, because it is 5 plus D. And you know, the Greys, they can only manipulate and create virtual simulation. For instance, on my lab all over transdimensional implant, they cannot use these techniques on those calibrated in 5D plus frequency bands. They can't do that, because the Grey technology is 4D maximum, and the ranges of the Federation are so high, it's unhackable. Imagine, all the pilots in the ships. They have AI implants to some of them, especially the Pleiadian, the Ahil and the Tal. They have these implants to connect to the ship. Imagine if they could be hacked. The fleets will go in every direction. And if you are put implants by the Greys or the MyLab to control you and mind control you and just make you do things, they will never tell you, oh by the way, will you have an implant? They will never tell you. You're not supposed to know. You're supposed to know to think you're normal and the do right thing, not to know that you're controlled. So if it is tell you, you have an implant to communicate with us and blah blah blah, there's no tricks behind, otherwise they wouldn't tell you. That makes sense as well. Technology is like a tool. It's like a hammer. A hammer is the same as implants. And even artificial intelligence. A hammer can be used either to build a house or either to kill someone. It depends who holds it. You need to think about it, because our future, our beautiful Star Trek future, is with technology. And technology use for the greater good of humanity. And we will have holographic devices in our bodies, enabling us to do amazing things. But we will remain free individual beings, because wow it. It will be ours, it won't be hackable, it would be ours. Technology has been made very scary, but it's alright. Technology is part of the future, even a positive future, and especially positive future, because we are having a positive future. So a positive future where we are free individual beings. We are sovereign of ourselves, following the greater law, 467, of the universe. And the prime directive, by the way, is based on this law of free will. I invite you to watch the video I made with Michael Salo about the prime directive. It explains it all, and it's in my book as well. Q. Is it okay to eat meat? Some people think that eating meat stops you from ascending after death. Oh no. You are what you eat and it is your choice. If you want to raise your frequency by meditation, by attunement to your higher being, by different methods, by refusing fear, this process and these efforts may be slowed down, pulled down in lower frequency if you ingest. If you put into your body and your energy field things that are of a lower frequency, especially things that contain the frequency of fear, suffering and also blood, flesh. Flesh and blood is 3D, it's really heavy and but the worst is the suffering the animals. You imbue yourself with these energies and it lowers down your frequency. And that doesn't help. But it won't stop you after death to go towards are meant to go. I wouldn't recommend to eat animals, I don't, it's my choice. Since I've done it, everything changed for the better in my life. So that's my story. You are free to choose what resonates best with you. It's like alcohol. I sometimes have a glass of wine, but I do not drink too much because alcohol is terrible to lower frequency also. I do not recommend to stop eating meat like this, just do not shock your organism. Just go slower, slower, transition. Transformation to be really safe and working needs to be take time, process. Do not pull a sapling to make of it a tree, you will kill it. It needs to wait and nurture a project. Q. Could it be how like how it is in Star Trek, as in how we can create food through protein resequences and even make a meat-like substance of a higher density? Yes, of course, because it wouldn't contain the suffering of a dying animal and neither the frequency of flesh, the 3D frequency. Yeah, of course this is possible. Q. How to get more energy. I have description for amphetamines only to even get to shower, and my tiredness prevents me even meditating. First see with the doctor if you lack of certain minerals or elements, or if you don't have a disease like Lyme disease or things like that, that drain your energy. Then once you have checked all the biological physiological aspect of your body, you need also to check your routine. Sleep reasonably, drink a lot of water, but good water. Filtered water, and do exercise. Go outside, walking is great. You don't need to go and like work out and just walk in, it's already enough. Do things that you like, activities that you like, meet people, socialize. All of this will keep you healthy. And of course the food. Maybe you don't eat as your body requires, and it's different for everyone. So check that with a nutritionist. The best is to eat everything in small quantities and also energetically. So sometimes may people spend too much time on computer, it drains energy. Do meditation, a lot of meditation. Yoga is fantastic, Tai Chi is fantastic, and meditation, energy meditation. I have a lot of tutorials of these meditations on my channel. And you see the energy will go back better. So first doctor checkup. Then routine checkup, food and energy, meditation and stuff. 468. Q. Can you have one or two contacts, as a kid through a positive implant then nothing? Something happens to me that sounds just like your explanation of how implants work. Someone told me that oh but good ETs only communicate by channeling, they don't put implants. No, it's wrong. Not only the bad at putting implants. The good ones, such as the Council of Five and the Federation and Council as well. Why they do that? First, to communicate with their protege. And second, these implants are health trackers. They are going to check your health and check your protections, that you're always in a high in frequency, high enough that you're not attacked. That's when you have good protectors, your staff family. If you are an envoy and you have a staff family, they can put an implant in you to just monitor you. For instance, Thorhan is attuned to the frequency of my communicator implant. When I have a strong emotion, it activates it, and it just receives the signal and it just goes oh what's up. So it's a way that it checks on me. When there's a disturbance in my emotional or energetic field or an entity trying to attack me, the implant is going to send the signal. React like automatic and is going to intervene. Or the implant annex put me, that's 6 density implant. It's going to recalibrate my energy when I'm tired. And it's amazing. When I feel tired and all the god, I was tired, I feel suddenly the implant tickling and always go by. And I feel the buzzing and it's a transdimensional in higher implant. Swaz these 3 dots. In my second book We Will Never Let You Down, I give a photo of this implant, somewhere on my skin, and it's a bi-triangulation and there are 3 dots and the implant is in thymidyl. Maybe that's what you have, but it's invisible and it's transdimensional, it's in parallel dimension. So yeah, positivity implants as well. When they have protégés and people who are on a mission and they are meant to help these people on a mission. Also when they work on the repairing the DNA of certain bloodlines, they are going to put trackers to just monitor the health signals. And as I say, sometimes protect them, when something happens. It's very impressive. I've seen 3 implants work regarding to situations sometimes I was in, like I was attacked by an entity suddenly, wow, the implant just switched on, like it's in the fraction of second.